We've been chatting away here, but some of you are just getting in, so. So that's that. And then the crooked road. All right, here we go. Thank you. To start, I really like those tunes, really great tunes and good session tunes as well. So
can I get permission to record? Or
you can indeed.
Oh, good.
I don't see why not. Hi, Debbie. Mark,
who is that was asking?
Say hello to some of you guys latecomers here. Claire and
hi.
Nancy, let me see. Brian, let me see.
Hey, John.
Patrick Highland, how are you? Carla?
I'm sorry, who was asking about recording?
Somebody wants to record. I think we have to give them permission,
specifically,
right?
I need to know who that was.
Oh. So who was it that wanted recording?
It was Linda Hammond.
Okay, one moment. Okay, you're good to go.
Michael, is there going to be a recording from the last session?
Yes, I'll be posting that very shortly here.
There is, I think.
Yeah, I'll take care of that. Here we go.
What we agreed to do with Michael was to post it
in the chat.
The following week's session.
Exactly.
Is that something that we could do? Or
there it is.
Thank you.
Post it in the chat.
Yeah, it's in the chat. And I'll be posting that several times,
Robert,
during the
you?
Session.
Wonderful, John. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm in shock, Robert. You're not eating.
I know. I made sure I finished early today.
You know, I was only kidding you, you know.
I know, but I know how it looked every time I sat down. I was feeding my face.
Oh, no, it was fine. Fellow Connor, how are you? Don Young? Maggie? If I'm missing anybody, I'm sorry. Lisa? Linda, how are you? Good to see you, Linda. Virginia? How is it? Very warm in Australia, Debbie?
It's freaking warm.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Wow.
High 30.
I was
going to
say, so are you, but my wife's here.
We can send you some of our rain, Debbie. We have plenty of rain for you.
That'd be good. My water bill's going way up because I have to water the gardens all the time. They're dried out like, my dad would say, like popcorn farts. Whatever that is.
So, Debbie, it's 40 here too, but Fahrenheit.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know which one I like better.
Well, let's keep it moving simple for now. Till we get into some of the other tunes, but we'll do the Connickman's Rambles, the Jigs, Father of Flynn, and the Kesh. So. And then. So I think I mentioned this before. So Father O'Flynn was the very first tune I learned to play on the button accordion back in 1970. So I learned Father O'Flynn and Settle the Pony were the first two tunes I ever learned to play. But Conic Man's Ramble wasn't too far behind. And the Kesha, of course, came soon after that. So here we go. Oh, by the way, how was the tempo good on the reels? Okay. So here we go. Thank you. It's amazing, really. You can't, you know, when you think about these tunes and how common they are in sessions all around the world, and then you play them, and it's like they're so good. And there's a reason for that, you know. The Kesh jig never gets old, certainly to me anyway. I just love playing it. It's such a great jig. And so I just want to say something here. When it pertains to jigs, I've always noticed, certainly in the U.S. anyway, in general, not that people don't play fast in Ireland, that's not what I mean, but in sessions, well, there's a tendency to hurry the jigs. So if you listen to the way I'm playing it, you actually have way more time to play all the notes than you think, and the triplets are a lot slower than you might normally play, or realize that they're actually slower. Can be played slower than what you're doing, so it gives you more time to play at this tempo, at this speed. You know, obviously things change the faster you get. So, but I was comfortable with that tempo. I hope you guys were too. I thought it was good. Howard, how are you? I'm gonna say hello to a few more people. And Michael Marion, how are you? Jewel, Ben, Ann Noonan, good to see you. Valerie, Sharon, and Chuck.
Hey, Sharon.
We're here. The heater's on. We have a heater again.
All right. Yeah, we have heat again, too. David, Don, Jeffrey, good to see you again. And who am I? I don't know if I'm missing anybody. So if I've missed you, let me know. Brian and Lauren.
Hi, John.
Karen, how are you, darling? Lovely to see you all here.
Is that Karen Dale?
Yes.
Hi, Karen Dale.
Karen is here pretty much every week.
Karen,
hi, Jim.
Sounds messed up.
Carolise, good to see you. So, and user, I don't know. It says user. It doesn't say your name, so I don't know who it is. I can't hear you. You got to unmute for me to hear you.
Carol Cease.
Carol C.
Cease.
Cease.
Yes.
Sorry, Carol.
That's right.
I looked at it too quick, but of course I should be familiar with you now, between emails and every Wednesday. So who's the user here? Let me see.
Might be me. I'm not sure.
No, it's not Mark. You. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's always good to have a user. I don't see Lisa, so I don't know if Lisa's coming tonight. All right.
John, you were talking about the tempo, and I've said this before, but I love hearing you play at this tempo because you can hear all the little bits, the triplets, and the ornamentations that you do. And it's fun to hear it live, and then next time around to try to replicate it. So I two thumbs up.
Well, thank you. So what I try and do, and I teach my students this, is you have to play every note. So if you miss a note, or you skip over it, or you play it but you can't really hear it, it means you're not playing it. So you know, you have to treat every note like it's your pet. You know, so it's, you can't have favorite pets, right? You got to treat every pet the same. So, you know, you can't have one note more favorable than another just because you like playing D. You know, you got to play G as well. So that's a kind of simple way of putting it. But really, if you take your time to play every note, it really helps control the rushing of the phrasing. So, but anyway, I don't want to turn this into a workshop, but I do think jigs in particular tend to be difficult for people to play and get a really nice bouncy rhythm in there without cutting the notes short. So, all right. So let me go to my music here, and so the Thames, which is a great hornpipe. I don't know if you know it. I know it. I have the music only because I got to remember how it starts. And then we'll do the Thames, or the Thames, into the Plains of Boyle. But this is probably a more common accordion tune, but it is played by other people as well. And so Plains of Boyle, honey.
Right.
How'd you go?
Oh, how does it find? Yes.
Okay. I think that's it, right? Thanks, Michael. All right, so okay, so that's the Thames, and that's the name that I got from the session. So for future, if you ever want to look up the names that's on the list, I generally get the names from the session. It's just easier for me that way, and sometimes there's more than one name. But if you go to the session and you want to get the music, the best place to go for this purpose would be to thesession.org. And, but this is a great hornpipe. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I think I messed up there, didn't I? I think I played the wrong second tune. So
you played some mystery second tune. It was cool, though. I liked it.
Yeah. I get those two mixed up all the time. So I think one of them off to California, and then the Plains of Boyle, or neither.
No, it wasn't off to California.
I would recognize that one. But I don't know what the second one was. But the third one was Plains of Boyle.
Right. So what is... you know, I can't remember what that
is. Plains of Boyle.
The Plains of Boyle.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, the Plains of Boyle
was the last one. The right. Middle hornpipe was some hornpipe that I know. I'm sorry, I don't have the name to it, but I do.
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's one of those great ones. I love it.
It's a great tune. So, anyway, so forgive me for that. Please forgive me. It's been a long year.
You gave us a bonus tune. I don't think there's anything to forgive there.
Well, and it's a nice tune. So, you know, it's different if it's a bonus. Hey, look at that. Oh, no, that's really blinding. I'm trying to make this a little bit. That makes it worse, doesn't it? Let me see. Let's go back to reels. Jan! I know she's on the phone now. So I'm going to have to... Let's do one of my favorite tunes. And I learned this from the recording of Four Men and a Dog. It's called Sheila Coils. And so Four Men and a... I don't know if you're familiar with them, but if you're not, you should look them up. They've been around for 30 years. But Cathal Hayden on fiddle. They've went through a few different accordion players and singers over the years, but I think Donald Hennessy is on them. But anyway, Mick, I forget the singer's name on the original singer. They called him the Dog. That was his nickname. So that's where the name of the band came from, Four Men and a Dog. But he sang this song, and then this was the interlude in the melody, or the outro part of the melody. So, and then... Great tune. And then Piper's Despair. And O'Rourke's. So... What I might do is, I know it's not on the list, but generally O'Rourke's, I mean, I talk about changing your tunes and changing your sets and groupings of tunes, but actually O'Rourke's has always been paired, certainly in England anyway, with the Wild Irishman. I think it's in the key of D. So let's just add that to the end. Hopefully it's not too long for you guys, but it'll be a fun set to do. So I'll try not to go too fast. I get excited with this Sheila Coils. It's such a great tune. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Wild Irishman was the last tune there. It's a great tune. So, yeah, most sessions, if you learn that last tune, if you don't know it, played it, or it did anyway in my day and age, because I'm getting old, so, you know, things change, don't they? So let me see what we got going on here. So we have a few. Ah, Claudine. How are you, honey? Good to see you. So, Yvette, you made it.
I made it. I had to go out or I would have been here right on time.
Well, good to see you. And Betty, and Virginia, and Lauren, and Kathy, Carolyn. So I think, Jewel, I think I got everybody. Peggy, how are you, honey? Good to see you again. All right. And if I missed anybody, I apologize. All right, so let's see how we're doing here. Oh, we're good. We're doing great. So I just want to mention, if you don't know already and haven't received anything, so I just want to say this. So we sent out the email, general email to everybody for the slow session, and we also, Lisa includes, as far as I know anyway, the Saturday master sessions. And so we're not looking to bombard you, but you're a direct line because of setting this whole thing up. And actually, you're all responsible, those that have been coming to this since the beginning, because it was because of you I decided to do the master sessions and add to the headaches in my life. But they've been actually remarkable and really well attended and a lot of fun. So we have Oji McDonough and his wife Samantha Harvey this Saturday. One of the nicest guys you could ever possibly meet. We're very, very knowledgeable about traditional music and a beautiful, beautiful player. He's not a fast, crazy kind of player like a lot of people. So even though it's a master session, I'd say that the tempos are going to be pretty decent. But if you can't make it or don't want to make it, feel intimidated or whatever, please share the information, because it's word of mouth is the best way for us to get this kind of stuff out there. And if you can do that, I'd certainly appreciate it. And I know Eugene and his wife Samantha would certainly appreciate it. And there's one session left that I've scheduled. And we talked last week about me scheduling some more. So I'm going to go ahead when we're done here and schedule six more, if that's okay with you guys. It looks like we have 83 people here, so I'm going to keep it going. And, you know, as long as you guys keep coming, I'll keep doing it, okay? And we'll do it if COVID went away tomorrow. I'd still do it, okay? I really enjoy doing this. And it seems like you do, too. Otherwise, you wouldn't keep coming back, at least, unless you had some sadistic tendencies in your life and want to be tortured. But I do appreciate this, and it's really done great things for me, and you've been really very supportive, and I greatly appreciate that, too. So, all right.
We appreciate you, John. It's fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. I appreciate it. And Linda, what do you think for your first time, Linda?
Wow, this is amazing. And the variety of tunes and here in the box, you played the box is awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're delighted to have you. So we hope you come back.
I'm delighted to be here. I'll continue. Thanks.
And so, Linda, where are you from?
I'm from Harbor Springs, Michigan, northern Michigan. We have about 8 inches of snow.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar. Yeah. In fact, my wife, Jane, is from Ann Arbor.
Yay. So good deal.
We got Michigan covered. Wexford, Tipperary.
Yay. Thank you.
The Bronx, New York, Connecticut, and now the Northwestern, Seattle and Vashon Island. So, all right. So let's do a couple more jigs. And let's do Eddie Kelly's. And I've got to get to my jig, group of jig stuff here, wherever I put the bloody things. Oh, they're right in front of me, I think. Are they? No, that's not them. It. Oh no, I had them. No. This is it.
You found it?
Yeah, I did. So we're gonna do Eddie Kelly's "And the Orphan." Great tune, great tune. And I don't know if Jan reminded me of this or it came into my head, and I haven't played this tune in a long, long time, but I've played for years. And it's hard to remember all the tunes and how they start.
I think Kevin Burke might have played it at this.
Yeah, Kevin Burke maybe played it, yeah. So, oh yeah, I started drawing tunes off of the master session list for what these guys bring to the table. So that's another abundance of help. And I'm going to have an encyclopedia of bloody tunes by the time we finish all this stuff. So anyway, so... Ready? Three, four. But a little glitch there, folks. When you haven't played a tune, so sometimes it's easy to get distracted. So let me see. We have 83 people, so that's wonderful. Let me see who we got. Hey, Steve, how are you? Good to see you, buddy. And I don't. All right. There we go. All right, let's see what we're going to do now. Maybe change it up a little bit. Let's do the slip jigs, maybe. Oh, we don't. No, let's do polkas because we just did jigs, right? So let's do Ford's Polka and Dennis Murphy's. I gotta find where I put the bloody thing. Put the bloody things now. What did I say? Ford's and Dennis Murphy's. There's Dennis Murphy's.
I was glad that you put Ford's on the list because I've always wanted to know what that polka was called and I never knew, but then I looked it up and I'm like, oh, it's that one that I've been hunting for. So,
well, you know, I didn't know what it was called. I didn't know what these were called either, and I've been playing them most of my life. But so, you know, this is a really good exercise for me in learning the names of tunes, which is something I'm really, really bad at. So, and I really love Ford's polka. I probably play that polka every Kaylee I've ever played because I know it, it's in my head, but I don't know it by, you know, by name. So, and then there's so many Dennis Murphys, right? Okay, so that's the Dennis Murphy's that I have. Sorry. So. Thank you. it's interesting that polkas are really marches, you know. So you play, especially you played at that tempo, it definitely comes across like a march.
John, what's the name of that first polka?
It's called Fords.
F-O-R-D-S?
F-O-R-D, F-O-R-D-E apostrophe S.
Thank you.
And it's a great tune. I'm going to have a sip of my tea, folks.
John, I really like the speed of those tunes. That was a good tempo that I liked.
Well, you know, polkas are played really, really fast, mainly for dancing.
Mainly,
that's,
yeah.
That's what's transpired since I was a kid. We never played the music quite this fast when I was younger. And I'm not saying that nobody did, but, you know, certainly in the groups, that sessions that I was in, they were very, very tame compared to today's sessions. Unfortunately, and look, I'm not saying I don't play fast either, but there's a time and a place for that kind of stuff, you know. And if you're playing with a bunch of your peers in an after party at a festival, it's going to be pretty rousing and lively. You know, you're playing with guys from Dervish and from anybody, you know, Sharon Shannon Band or anybody, whoever it might be, you know. But
another thing, too, that I'm surprised you didn't throw in John Ryan's polka, because that normally follows the Dennis Murphy's polka.
Right. But there's just such a great swing in polkas if they're played at the right tempo, you know. A great lift in them. So, all right. So let's go back to reels, because I only have a couple of hornpipes, so I don't want to do hornpipes yet again. So, Jan.
How about Sharon's set?
Well, I want to do this red-haired last set.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's do
okay.
that.
Yeah. But I have to do it because this is one of Jan's favorite. This is the set of tunes I did.
And Susan McClellan's,
yeah. Susan, we put this on the list. I put this on the list for you and Jan. So if I can, there you are. I see you. So this is from my Fresh Takes CD that I did with Eileen Ivers. And so it's the Red-Haired Last, Ormond Sound, and the Scholar.
When you were younger, but no less handsome.
Yeah, that CD was done in 1987. And then let me see, am I missing anything on the chat here? I haven't. All right.
No, you know, you're all good to go, I believe.
All right. And if you could, Michael, if you do me a favor, if you have that information, because people ask me all the time, if you want to put the PayPal info up there.
Oh, I've been putting the, for everybody, I've been putting the links to last week's recording, as well as the master sessions and links to the... Shoot.
You're muted, Mike.
Yeah, I see. I've been putting the links to last week's session, the master sessions, as well as your tip jars about every 15 minutes in the chat there. So anybody should be able to grab it.
Yeah.
No, it's we're such making sure everybody gets the info.
All right. So here we go. Thank you. I love the Scala. It's such a great tune. So, yeah, we're doing good here. So, let's do Boys of the Town. Boys of the Town. And we're going to do so for those of you remember, we did this in one of the first couple of slow sessions, and I told you it was in the O'Neill's Book of Irish Music. So it's the exact version that's in the O'Neill's Book of Irish Music. Have a drink with me, or I always forget if it's have a drink on me or a drink with me, but I think it's with. So anyway, a couple of lovely jigs here. Take a sip of my tea. I just realized this is the very last session of the year, isn't it? Oh my God. Woohoo!
Happy New Year!
Let's get rid of that bloody 2020. That's going to be like the, you know, the 13th floor in the elevator buildings. It's not going to exist anymore.
Well, it'll be in hindsight.
Done, dusty, rip it up.
And we should bring it in with the Irish beating Alabama.
There you go. Now that would be something. Yeah. I don't think they'd like it too much in the Roll Tide area. But they're very passionate, Bill. I lived down in Alabama for a little while, and they're very passionate about their football, my friend.
I grew up as the Subway alumnus for Notre Dame. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay. I think the Notre Dame fans are pretty hot to as well.
All right. Well, of course, I'd be rooting for, I won't say. I get myself into trouble, you know. I got too many friends in both places. So, and let me see. All right. So, Mary, how are you?
John, how are
good
you?
See you.
Nice seeing you. Nice to be back for the last one.
What was that?
Nice to be back. It was the last one.
I know.
Are you continuing them? Are you going to continue the sessions?
Which is it?
Are you continuing them?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. I'm going to add, I just mentioned everyone, I'm going to add another six tonight when we're done.
Oh, perfect.
So right. We'll keep it going. I'll keep annoying the heck out of you. Just as long as you can put up with my little mistakes and forgetfulness. And I'll keep playing as long as I can. Usually this is about my limit. I do the 2 hours, and you know, right in here I got a real nerve problem right in here, and it starts getting to me, so I won't be doing any 4 hour gigs anymore, I don't think, but 2 hour slow sessions are about my speed anymore. So, but anyway, so we're looking forward to 2021, and aren't we blessed amidst all the insanity of this past year that we have our music and we have each other, right? And friendship that it encompasses throughout the world, really. I was having this conversation, I think, with might have been Kevin Crawford, and I said, you know, every day, and this is no offense to any other nationality whatsoever, because it's not how I mean it, but I thank God every day that I was born into an Irish family and a father that loved Irish music, you know. So it was truly a blessing for me from day one. So anyway, all right, so we're going to do Boys of the Town and Gallagher's Frolics and Have a Drink with Me. What a good way to go out. Oh, yeah, we should get
would you like the Arbic, honey?
Yeah, we'll do after the jigs.
All right.
Right? So
we'll do a toast.
I'm going to get a drink, and we can have a toast after the jigs.
Thank you.
Well, I can't believe it's 4:34 already. The time is flying by. We're having so much fun. I really enjoy playing with you guys. I really do, sincerely. Have a lot of fun doing this. And I'd be honest with you, I never even thought about it when I decided to do it. I just thought it would be kind of an interesting thing to do. And be interesting to see what kind of response. And it's kind of funny how... You know, funny how things take hold of you, isn't it? You know, when you just feel the energy, even if you're not in the same room, but I can see it, you know, when I watch everybody play and participate. It's quite an interesting thing to happen. So, and of course, I'm looking at one screen most of the time, but I do try and flip back and forth on the screen so I can see, you know, Valerie and Annika and Noonan and Don and David and so on and so forth. And we'll go to the next screen, and then there we are. My dear friend Claudine, Carolyn, Stacy. We're truly blessed. Mary and Peggy. I love Peggy. Ever since the first time I met her at Swannanoa. She's a sweetheart. What a smile. So, anyway. And Judith, of course. So... We're truly blessed. Anyway, so we got about half an hour. As you all know, I don't really finish on the dot. But if you've got a drink in front of you of some kind, I want to salute you all. And I want to wish you all the very, very best for a very happy new year.
I'm back at you, John.
Same to you, John.
This is to my dad. Of course, he would hate it because he never drank.
But. Then I'm drinking. Happy New Year. I'm drinking some tea for him then.
Happy New Year.
Well, listen, there isn't any one of us on any of these screens that hasn't done something that our parents didn't like. So, right? So I'm no different. But anyway, God bless you all. Cheers. All right. Cheers. Let's do the hornpipes first.
All right.
We'll do that last set of hornpipes before we finish up. The Wandering Minstrel. That's my jig set. Hang on a second. I'm getting there. And that must be my polka set. Is it? Oh, here it is. No. Now I can't find it. You saw this place here and the mess of music all over the place. It's amazing I can get anything accomplished at all. Alright. Yeah, so there's the hornpipes. So what's it called? The Wandering Minstrel. Huh?
Kitty's Wedding in the Wicklow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, the Mill Pond.
Oh, the Mill Pond.
I wonder. Well, they're here somewhere. I just don't know where the hell I put them. Oh, my God. That's so funny. I think this is all my reels here. Yeah. Well, you know what? Oh, maybe I'm burying them here. Hold on a second. No, it's all jigs. All right, let's go to jigs. And we'll figure it out. I'm not really sure where I put my couple of hornpipes that I want to do. But anyway. I know I had the bloody music here. All right. Sorry, I don't mean to waste time here. So let's do... Oh, no, what I'm saying, that's jigs. What am I saying? Nothing. I'm thinking... Sorry, I was wanting to do hornpipes. No wonder. I'm looking in the wrong section here.
Wrong pile.
All right. Yes, the Wicklow. Sonny, Kitty's Wedding and Sonny Murray's or the Wicklow. All right. I take one sip of whiskey and I'm done. Of course, now I can't find that either. Imagine being married to me.
It's a clutch.
I don't know what I did with that. All right. How does the Wandering Minstrel go? Does anybody know?
Oh, it's a jig, isn't it?
No, it's a...
Marilyn knows.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shoot. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
You win a prize.
Sonny Murray's I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. Shoot. The Wicklow. That's it. That's the Wicklow.
Yes.
The first time I heard that tune was absolutely amazing. It was 1972 in the National Stadium in Dublin. If you can just imagine this, Father Pat O'Hearn was the producer of the what they called Sheemsa. And they had Sheemsa was in Tralee in the 70s. And then it started to go all around the country. And it was a musical arrangement of traditional song and dance in small little gatherings in theaters. And so Father Pat O'Hearn was somehow asked or hired to produce a concert at the National Stadium in Dublin with 300 kids. And he produced the entire thing in one day. And I think I have a recording of the concert. And I think the Creans played that hornpipe in that concert.
Oh, wow.
And I have a recording of it. And it's an amazing recording my father did, reel-to-reel recording. So... All right, so let's do this. If you don't mind, let's reverse them. So by the time I play Kitty's Wedding, I might not remember how it starts. So we'll do it. Such a great hornpipe. Ready. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
So, Sharon, what was your jig set, Sharon?
Jigs. Well, you know what? I gave a jig set to Jan, but you played part of it. You played Gallagher's.
All right,
I gave the real set with the Bells of Tipperary and.
Oh yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. We'll do a couple of jigs first, and then we'll do that. All right. So. So we got it. Well, we done them all, right? So we'll do the Wandering Minstrel set.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, and we'll.
Wandering Minstrels into what?
Wandering Minstrels into the Mill Pond. And if, now that I looked at the wrong, at the right music, I'm good. I should be good here. And I got the Wandering Minstrel right here. And then let's add the Boys of Luck Downer to that. I think. Why not? As my father said, if not, why not? Try anything once. Get my music set up here. So we're doing the Wandering Minstrel into the Mill Pond, a Luck Gill, as it was called on the session, and then Boys of Luck Gowner. So, I know. And then okay, three really wonderful tunes right there. So all right, here we go. 3-4 have to apologize because I have a very different version and I can't remember, and I'm trying to read the music and it's a bit of a mess. So let's move on to the last tune, and I want to end on a good note here and not all these bum notes that I'm playing. So... I'm sorry about that. We'll get it next year, which is next week. All right. So the last set, I think. I have my list. So we're going to do the Bells of Tipperary, the Providence, and Speed the Plow.
Go, Sharon.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Well, thank you all for... Most of you stayed. We lost a few people, but not too many. If I keep making mistakes, we'll lose everybody. All right. Huh? I'm good. I got it. I got the... I know the tunes are just...
You just want to start them, right?
Just want to remember how to start the bloody thing. All right, so... and then... I might have slightly different turns on this, but I'll do my best to not go too crazy. So, all right. So here we go. 3-4. Thank you. Sorry about that, folks.
Those are great tunes.
I recorded that a few years ago, and I did a whole bunch of different kind of variations in it, and trying to stick to the actual melody was a little difficult for me, so I apologize for that. Anyway,